Did you ever visit a location and say to yourself, I wish I could live here? That's in a sense what happened to the captain of this ship. He loved a place so much, he decided to build something that would attract others. It's our feature on the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with its share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. That's right, agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I had overlooked, and that's why we've created short videos to help address those key concerns. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help protect your next.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Alfred Garisco is in his 90s, and he loves to share the history of where he lives, including the story of a captain who just needed some water.
Captain Billy Howard, he was from up north, and he had a ship, and he was filling his ship's water casks with water on a stream not very far from here.
Specifically, he was getting fresh water from the east side of Mobile Bay. He found the place to his liking.
He decided that he was going to come back and build a hotel, and he did. Sold the ship, and from the proceeds of the ship, he built the finest hotel in the southeast.
He completed construction in 1833 and called it the Howard Hotel. As Alfred explained, it was a place that had a specific visitor in mind.
It catered to snowbirds because the climate and this side of the bay was always considered healthier than the other side of the bay.
For decades, the hotel served many visitors. It survived the Civil War and even took artillery fire during the Battle of Mobile Bay. Today, you'll find the city of Mobile on the west side of the bay. But when the ship captain established his hotel, there was a good reason to build here on the east side in what is today Daphne, Alabama.
Mobile is flat and it's swamp. And this has that bluff and the breezes and the elevation. It was always considered a resort area, more or less.
The resort was a place that saw entertainers of the day stop and provide performances. Alfred says even President Millard Fillmore was a guest here. In the late 1800s, the hotel was sold and became the Daphne Springs Hotel and later the Dreyer Hotel. Interestingly, the building still stands, today a part of Bayside Academy, a landmark for many who have passed this way for about two centuries. Traveling the countryside in Daphne, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCrae.